7h30, les sports en anglais. Marcel Fauché, bonjour.
Hello, Sheta Bile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our lone headline, Cameroonian swimmer Giorgio Amaninguchu has been knocked out of the Paris Olympics following his safe place finish in heat one of the men's 100-meter freestyle event this Tuesday. Two Cameroonian athletes have already been knocked out of the ongoing Paris Olympic Games. The second athlete, Giorgio Amaninguchu, who competed in the men's 100-meter freestyle yesterday, was eliminated from the competition after finishing safe in his heat. For updates, let's go to Baldwin Summer, who is standing by in Paris. Hello, Baldwin.
Good morning, Marcel.
Welcome to Paris this Wednesday morning, where there is no Cameroonian athletes to compete for Team Cameroon today, especially after the early exit of one of Cameroon's flag bearers at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games yesterday, Tuesday. Giorgio Amani was in heat one in the men's 100 meters freestyle. Unfortunately for him, he emerged safe out of seven with a 1 minute 3 seconds time, insufficient to propel Giorgio Amani to the next round of the competition. The 17-year-old swimmer was making his debut at the final phase of the Olympic Games. It is true that at the start of this competition, he had already made known his intentions that he's coming to Paris 2024 just to learn and to better his performance. And after the very, very decimal performance, he has said he is going to train. And in the next 4 years, he has taken the appointments to make the nation proud by clinching gold for Cameroon. And Giorgio Amani was competing amongst some of the finest in the world in the men's 100 meters freestyle, talking about swimming yesterday. So he has bowed out of the competition. And Giorgio Amaninguchu is the second Cameroonian athlete to bid farewell to Paris 2024 after a severe handful. For now, Marcel, we have just 4 athletes left in the competition for Cameroon. We have the second swimmer who is going to compete on Saturday. There is a Sopim Bela in judo who is going to compete on Friday. There is Emmanuel Eseme Alobwede in athletics, the men's 100 meters event, who will compete on Saturday. And there is Linda Angunu in athletics for the women's 400 meters hurdles, who is going to compete on Sunday. So the remaining 4 Cameroonian athletes will compete before the week runs out. And we hope to see at least one of these 4 athletes qualify for the next round of their particular events, especially athletics, where we have high chances, especially for Emmanuel Eseme Alobwede, who is a free gold medalist at the Islamic Solidarity Games, Francophonie Games, and African Athletics Championship, and likewise Linda Angunu, who impressed during the last All-African Games and the African Athletics Championship in Cameroon recently. So the take-home message is that there is no Cameroonian athletes competing today. Those remaining are presently getting set to leave the Games Village and go to their respective training centers and prepare to compete for Cameroon. Back to you, Marcel.
Many thanks for the update, Baldwin. So far, Africa has secured only 1 gold medal from the Paris Games. The precious medal was won in the women's 100-meter breaststroke by 27-year-old South African swimmer Tatjana Smith, who outpaced China's Tang Jiantang and Ireland's Mark Shari with a time of 1 minute 5.28 seconds to claim her second Olympic gold medal. In the following report, Ben Leachunda profiles the South African Olympic gold medalist.
South African swimmer Tatjana Smith enters Olympic records as the first to win the continent's gold medal in Paris 2024 after coming from an extremely tight corner in the race. She was fifth at 50 meters turn but surged into the lead in the final 5 meters to win gold. Born July 9, 1997, she is a South African professional swimmer specializing in breaststroke events. Smith is former world record holder in the long course 200 meters breaststroke and is the South African record holder in the long course and short course 100 meter breaststroke, amongst many others. In total, the South African counts 19 precious medals in gold from 2013, when she started with African Junior Championships in Lusaka, amassing 6 gold medals in 50 meters, 100 meters and 200 meters breaststroke, plus 400 and 200 meters freestyle, and in 100 meters medley. From the African Youth Games, Summer Universal, African Games, Commonwealth Games, World Championships, Tatjana Smith stood out with either medals in gold or silver. The 2024 Olympic gold medalist is now the two-time gold winner in her profession, with her first in the Olympics at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games in 200 meters breaststroke.
Meanwhile, athletes to represent Cameroon in the 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris next month have started training in Yaoundé. The five athletes will train for 2 weeks before traveling to Paris for the final phase of their preparation. Details with Arison Ashu Tiku.
The Paralympic team of Cameroon consists of two taekwondo athletes, one in high jump and the other in shot put, and a power lifter. The Secretary General of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Etienne Songa-Bijoka, says the five athletes who began camping in Yaoundé this Monday will train for 2 weeks before traveling to Paris for acclimatization.
For this block stage, the first one will be here in Cameroon for 2 weeks. And then from the 11th of August, all the Paralympic team will go to France for the pre-Paralympic stage.
Etienne Songa-Bijoka is confident that the training program that has been put in place for the para-athletes will enable them to have an honorable participation in the event.
The qualified athletes were qualified by their ranking. They had high performance. These are true qualifications that we have. They'll be training through all the day from the morning, and then the afternoon. They have the very intensive period of training.
The 2024 Paralympic Games will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September in Paris, France.
Thank you, Harrison Ashu Tiku. Time with Tong mixed martial arts with Academy Tiger JJB from the Center Region that has claimed victory in the 2024 Cameroon Cup in the under 83 kilogram category. Their star fighter Wilfred Fonja delivered an impressive performance to defeat Joel Tessa Tifo from the Littoral in a thrilling match. The action-packed finals held at the Francis Ngannou Complex in Buna Musadi Douala 5 drew a large crowd. Rene Kache now brings us all the exciting details from the gripping event that held over the weekend.
Buna Musadi was the epicenter of electrifying MMA action as it hosted a series of high-stakes exhibition bouts to set the stage for the grand finale of the Cameroon Cup. The event featured top contenders from the north, central, and littoral regions of the country, all competing for the coveted title of Cameroon champion in their respective weight categories. Guy Bertrand Olomo, president of the Cameroon Federation of Mixed Martial Arts and Affiliated Disciplines, praised the event for highlighting the sport's rapid growth and the exceptional talent emerging in the littoral region. He emphasized the fierce competition, with fighters showcasing a blend of striking prowess and grappling skills, delivering performances that had the crowd on the edge of their seats. The highlight of the tournament was the standout performance by Academy Tiger JJB that dominated the competition to secure the Cameroon Cup, winning an impressive 4 gold medals. Notably, Wilfried Fonja emerged as a key fighter, clinching victory in the under 83 kilogram category with a flawless display of technique and endurance. The rise of MMA and affiliated disciplines in Cameroon has been notable, with increasing participation and enthusiasm for the sport. Mr. Betrane Tame, representing the Minister of Sports and Physical Education at the event, acknowledging the sport's upward trajectory and its growing appeal among athletes and fans alike. The thrilling matches and high level of competition bode well for the future of the sport in Cameroon, promising more action-packed events and rising stars in the years to come. Rene Kache, CRTV News, Douala.
And out of the country, defending champions Senegal have clinched the last available ticket to this year's Beach Soccer Africa Cup of Nations in Egypt. The 7-time Beach Soccer AFCON record winners recorded a 5-1 win over Guinea at home to make it to the tournament 14-4 on aggregate. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Mauritania stunned 2-time African champions Nigeria 6-5 to end the Super Sand Eagles' aspiration of returning to continental football after a 5-year absence. Mauritania qualified on the away goal rule despite a 10-10 aggregate scoreline. Host Egypt, along with Senegal, Ghana, Malawi, Mauritania, Mozambique, Morocco, and Tanzania will now battle it out in this year's Continental Showpiece with two qualification tickets to the 2025 FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup up for grabs. And it is on that note that we draw the curtains on today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfotie. Back to you, Sheta.
Merci, Marcel Mfotie.